I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Mayor Adams announcing what's believed to be the largest civil rights housing settlement in city history. It'll see the Bronx landlord company Parkchester Preservation Management pay $1 million in civil penalties and set aside 850 apartments for tenants holding vouchers. Yeah, that's in the wake of a case in which the company was accused of housing discrimination for allegedly trying to exclude voucher holders from an apartment complex by putting income requirements in place and asking for non-refundable deposits. The city hall says the settlement is the latest example of the mayor delivering on his promise to crack down on landlords who discriminate against tenants based on the source of their income. There's been no comment from Parkchester. Well, at least one firefighter hurt battling another blaze at a bike shop in Richmond Hill, Queens, that also went up in flames last year.
So the blaze here at King's Electric Scooter, the second in 18 months. Now dozens of smoldering e-bikes are back on the sidewalk here on Jamaica Avenue, just yards from where Peter Genty lives. Is he worried about all this?
I mean, yeah, because you know what's going on. It could hurt other people, that's all. They just got to protect their stuff better, that's it. It's two times, that means something's wrong really bad.
Lexa Lee lives about 100 yards down the block. She says it's a good business, though, and she's upset about this.
Honestly, I wasn't really worried about that when I saw these guys open because they were always very careful. They were always working here.
Fire marshals are continuing to do the work in the garage storage area here. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, Richmond Hill, Queens.
Well, some big names in the entertainment world have stepped up to support a community garden in Manhattan. Martin Scorsese, Patti Smith, and Robert De Niro have all written letters to Mayor Adams protesting the eviction of the nonprofit group that took a city-owned lot in Nolita in 1990 and turned it into the beloved Elizabeth Street Garden. Smith, for one, calls the garden an entirely unique public sanctuary, while De Niro says taking it away is like erasing part of the city's unique cultural history and heritage. It does not look, though, like the city will be changing its mind. They cite the ongoing housing crisis in the five boroughs, Housing Commissioner Alfonso Carrion Jr. telling the New York Times that the group is a tenant that's about to, quote, not be a tenant. He adds that it can use the site until it's ready for development. The NYPD now searching for a pair of suspects who burglarized a building on the campus of St. John's University in Queens. Investigators say the pair broke into a building on Gothels Avenue yesterday and stole a number of items, then fled the scene on a moped. Anyone who knows anything about what happened or who may have done it has to contact Crime Stoppers. Well, first responders getting some special recognition on Long Island tonight by a local congressman. Anthony D'Esposito telling 1010 Winds these responders have gone even further above and beyond their call of duty to protect people.
This is an opportunity for us to come together and recognize their achievements, recognize their stellar work, and encourage them to continue to go out into the streets of the 4th Congressional District and keep us safe each and every day.
And tonight's more than 40 honorees were all nominated for the First Responders Awards by local police and fire agencies in D'Esposito's district in Nassau County.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.